candle gazing. For the practice of candle gazing, you'll need a candle which you're able to put at eye height, and just make sure it is clear of any item that might burn or anywhere it could slip. If you suffer from epilepsy, it is advisable that you don't practice candle gazing. Light your candle and ensure it is a couple of feet away from you at eye height, sitting nice and tall, either on the floor or on a chair. First of all, closing the eyes and just taking the attention into the body, focusing on the breathing. On the inhale, simply observing how the belly expands, the chest lifts, and on the exhale, the chest sinks. The belly contracts back into the body, just observing the inhale. Belly expands, chest lifts, and then exhale. Chest contracts, belly moves back into the body, sitting nice and tall. And when you're feeling ready, opening your eyes, focusing your attention on the brightest point of the candle, which is probably just above the wick. Breathing steadily through the nose, just allow yourself to be fascinated by the brightness of the candle. Allowing your eyes to be steady, trying not to let them flick left or right. Simply become fascinated by the brightness of the candle. Breathing in through the nose and exhaling through the nose. Allowing the flame to steady your gaze if your mind wanders and you start to think about other things in the future or in the past. Just simply guide it gently back to the flame, to the candle, and just allow your attention to settle on the bright point just above the wick. You may find that the eyes water, and this is a natural response. If the eyes become uncomfortable, you can close the eyes and once again take your attention to the candle. You might see burning in the closed eyes, just allowing your gaze to be steady, straight ahead. Allowing the eyes to rest for a few cycles of breath or when the candle fades in the darkness of your closed eyes. Opening the eyes, taking the attention back to the bright point just above the wick. Again, if the mind wanders, keep bringing it back to the practice, to the bright point of the wick of the candle, not flicking the eyes left or right, staying focused. Focusing the mind, breathing through the nose, in and out. Again, if the eyes become uncomfortable, closing the lids, taking the attention back to the candle you see burning behind the closed lids. Inhaling and exhaling, allowing the eyes to become comfortable. And when the image of the flame starts to disappear, opening the eyes and focusing on the flame. Again, if the mind wanders, and it might happen 1,000 times, just carefully, gently, without judgment, bring the attention back to the candle, to the flame, staying focused. If any words pop into the head, just let them go and allow the candle flame to take the whole of your attention. Nothing matters, nothing in the future, nothing in the past. Just be in the present, gazing at the flame. And then, to complete the practice, closing the eyes, breathe in gently, allowing the mind to settle. Taking a deep inhale through the nose, and exhale. One more inhale and exhale. When you're feeling ready, opening your eyes, extinguish the candle carefully. And maybe just taking some of this relaxation into your day-to-day life.